This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. When the Premier of Western Australia announced that there would be a full lockdown because of a single case that was discovered, many people panicked. They were worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Will we have enough food? Will this happen? Will that happen? Will we be able to do this? We will have to cancel plans. We perhaps may not be able to do what we planned. We're going to lose money because of things we've paid for that we're not going to be able to perhaps make use of, and so much more. People thought of everything, and life came to a standstill. The streets empty, except for essentials. And everyone's lives changed. Everyone's lives changed. I tell you what, take it in your stride. Perhaps there is broader benefit for these things, and at times we don't realize the benefit of this until later on. When we see the loss and the devastation in many countries, we begin to think how fortunate we've been all along. Subhanallah. Allah has blessed us with so much for so long. And now that a test came in our direction, don't lose hope. Pass the test. Take it in your stride. Prove that you can actually do it and still be happy and content with what the Almighty has chosen for you. So any test, any challenge that comes in your direction, make sure that you thank the Almighty for it. Things could have been much worse. Imagine seeing devastation of death around you and your loved ones, or sickness or illness, even if it wasn't death. How many have recovered from COVID across the globe, but they have so many health complications that no one talks about that are being felt months later. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. So this is why, my brothers and sisters, as human beings and as believers, we must always take things in our stride and always tell ourselves that things could have been worse. We're actually getting away with much lighter than a lot of other people across the globe. So thank Allah for that. Imagine if suddenly the day of judgment were to strike, the end of the world were to come, you would be having half a morsel of food almost in your mouth and you'd have to drop it because everything comes to an end. May Allah protect us. What would happen on that day? Did we prepare for that type of a day? Well, this is quite far from it, but the lesson for us to learn is embrace change. At times things will happen. Make do with whatever little you have. Look at those across the globe who are struggling overnight. They've had to leave their homes because of war, because of famine, because of natural disaster, because of so many other reasons. I just think of the people of Syria and Yemen and Afghanistan and Iraq and so many other places, subhanallah, Sudan and Somalia. And so many places, in fact, the list goes on and on. Part of Bangladesh, maybe parts of Burma and so whatever else. I mean, so many countries, I can't even list them. I can't even think of all of them at once. But every time I ponder over their condition or the condition of some of the people in those countries, I think to myself, we've had it easy. We've had it very easy. At least we have a home. At least we have some electricity. At least we have water, subhanallah. The taps have not run dry. The electricity is still there. The people are around. We still have neighbors. There is relative peace. One of the worst things is when your peace has been snatched away. Imagine living in a war zone where you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know who is going to lose his or her life. Well, yes, with COVID-19, to a certain extent, some places have had it far worse than others. So let's always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us. And let's always look at the positives within a negative. Because if you're only to concentrate on the negative, that I can't go to school, I won't be able to go to the supermarket, I can't go to work, I won't be able to earn as much, perhaps my salary might be cut, perhaps this and perhaps that, you're concentrating on negatives and you will never ever help yourself by concentrating on such negatives. Rather, look at the positives and be ready. Be ready to go through a little bit of the challenges that are coming in your direction. Be ready to face some of the hardship that might come towards you with a smile by looking at how worse it is for others and how good it is for us. May Allah protect every one of us. It's very difficult, and the decisions that are going to be made by those in authority are not easy decisions. I'm sure if they had it their way, they would have probably made a decision not to go in lockdown. But if, subhanAllah, during uncertain times, watching the entire globe, whatever decisions have had to be made are made. We're left with how to deal with those decisions and how to deal with what has come in our direction, subhanAllah. Look at it positively. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to reach out to your loved ones. Don't forget to call people. Remember, the internet is there. Communication is there. I always tell myself, imagine if this happened in the early 80s, when we didn't even have the internet, when we couldn't speak to people as often as we do now because of how expensive it was, because of how difficult it was to get through to them. Imagine if this had happened at that time. So surely it's part of the blessings of the Almighty that it happened now in the 21st century at this particular time. Subhanallah. Thank Allah for that. Take care of your loved ones. Look out for those who are vulnerable, those who are elderly. Look out for those who have no one. Look out for those who don't have food and drink and try and help them. Subhanallah. Be positive. Spread positivity. Give people the light that will shine from your faith. And don't ever become despondent. Don't lose hope. Remember, these are dark days. These are perhaps some of the darkest days, but daybreak only follows the darkest hour of the night. So inshallah, there will be daybreak and we will see a beautiful, beautiful sunshine very soon. And I pray that life can return to better than what it was before by the will, the mercy, the grace of the Almighty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every one of you. And I pray that these few words could have motivated you to look at things more positively. And yes, we will face challenges, difficulty, hardship, but we will overcome all of that. It's just a matter of time. Let's endure for a while, for a short while, in order to be able to enjoy for a longer while. But if we are going to be careless during this short time, perhaps that carelessness will result in longer suffering and perhaps greater loss. Who knows? And remember, as part of your faith, you must make sure you take every precaution, because precaution is part of faith. Those who don't take precautions do not have correct faith. And with those precautions, we always pray to the Almighty to protect us, because at times, with every precaution you're going to take, you still may face that which is the worst outcome. May Allah protect us from that. But at the same time, brothers and sisters, I look forward to visiting you once again. And I look forward to giving you a positive message and to look back at these days one day and to be able to say, we made the right decisions, we were responsible, and you know what? We endured with a smile and we thank Allah for giving us such a good day today. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.